right, we're back. It's the Jaguar Journal. Good morning, everybody. Glad to have you guys with us. I'm Perry White. Good morning to everybody on Talk 107.3 FM across the Baton Rouge Capital City area. And everybody out there or listening to us on our YouTube and Facebook. My bad, I just ate a couple of those donuts, so I'm trying to get myself back together. I've been over there gorging donuts while y'all been sitting there listening to commercials, trying to get my sugar intake and get going this morning. Listen, it is game day. Southern versus Alabama State, the Pete Richardson Classic. If you want to call in, listen, y'all called in all last week. Give me that same energy this week after a win. Don't just call me when it's down and after a loss and you want to complain, oh, we lost and I didn't like what I see and, you know, you know how your rah-rah go. Talk to me after a win as well. 225-499-1073. 225-499-1073. Don't come on here and be a Debbie Downer just because when we lose, then you don't want to give me that same energy when we win. I need all of that energy because we got a whole season ahead of us. Do you realize we're only in week two, but for Southern, it's really week three for us because we played in week zero. I've seen two games already headed into game three. So it's a little bit different right now. So talk to me. If you've seen some football, if you watched the game last week, if you were at the game at Itabena, what did you see? What did you see? Anything you liked? Did you see anything you disliked? But there's no way we're going to do this team and this staff and only talk about the loss. Yeah, that loss to North Carolina Central, it hurt. Because guess what? It was on national television. What cuss words can I say, Mike? Can I cuss? Okay, I can't cuss. All right. You saw it on TV, all right? We got whooped up on. But then last week, we go to Valley. Hey, we get a win. And I put it out there. A win is a win. And that's all that matters at the end of the day. So the fact that we got the win, and let's talk about the win. Southern versus Mississippi Valley. The Jaguars travel up to Itabena, Mississippi. It was my first time in Itabena in more than 15 years. I have connections. My aunt graduated from Mississippi Valley, and she went on to get a master's at Jackson State. A little bit tidbit about myself. So y'all didn't even know I got the Mississippi connections. I know about the Delta, Itabena, Indianola, Greenwood, Leland, Mississippi. Back in the day, I used to have to get drugged to Blues Fest right over there in Greenville, and my folks right across the river on the Mississippi River in Lake Village, Arkansas. But nonetheless, very familiar area, but unfamiliar to a lot of people. And I realize that a lot of people have forgotten or have never been to that area of the country. It's the reason why they call it the Delta. It's a lot of historical perspective to it. And you have to really tie into your heritage and where a lot of people come from. A lot of people from the north migrated to the north from the south, and including my people, to Chicago, Detroit, Kansas City, Milwaukee. So just to give you guys a quick backdrop, I saw some people complaining about it. It was new to them. They didn't quite understand it. But Southern versus Mississippi Valley, the Jaguars get the victory 34-29. It was Valley's first game on the season. Let's look at the tail of the tape of this game. 20 first downs in this ball game for the Jaguars. They were 6 of 16 on third down and 3 of 4 on fourth down. On the other side for the Delta Devils of Mississippi Valley, 14 first downs. They were 2 of 14 on third downs and 1 of 3 on fourth downs for Southern. 364 total yards of offense in this ball game. 152 in the air, 212 yards on the ground. On the other side for Mississippi Valley, 296 total yards of offense. 218 in the air, 78 on the ground. Southern had two costly turnovers in this ball game that kept Mississippi Valley around. They both by way of fumble. All right, let's look at the box scores. Cameron McCoy comes in to take over for Jalen Woods, and Jalen Woods was injured in this game. He ended up getting taken to the hospital. All reports from what I saw this week have come back negative, but he's still being held out, so Jalen Woods will not be ready to go today. Cameron McCoy will be the starter in today's ball game, and in this ball game, Jalen Woods started out 9 of 13 for 70 yards. No touchdowns, no interceptions on the other side. Cameron McCoy, who will be starting today, he was 8 of 17 in this game for 82 yards and a touchdown. Listen, for a second consecutive week, we have no Southern quarterback that has passed over 100 yards because Southern wants to get it done on the ground. Jason Gabriel, Cameron McCoy, Mike Franklin, as well as Trey Holly. All of those guys are going to be what Southern is going to lean on hard. Now, I think the big thing for Southern, not creating those turnovers by way of fumbles, interceptions. We've done a great job in terms of limiting the interceptions for right now with this offense. For what I see with Southern, and this is Southern's offense, It's inside zone. Tight ends across the middle. Deep ball up the field. That seems to be the offense right now. It's going to be a lot of inside zone. They're going to rely heavy on these backs. Now, what I want to see is Southern receivers step up. Darren Morris caught a nice pass right before halftime in the corner of the end zone, but the rest of this receiver corps is going to have to step up. Now, I got to give Cam Jefferson some credit. He hawked down a man last week and got him down to the one-yard line, and Southern's defense held up and didn't allow Valley to score to get into the end zone right there in the red zone. Hell of a play and hustle by Cam Jefferson. Total hell of a play. Now, what's going to happen, you have to look at what Southern allowed their opponent last week getting into the red zone. For Southern's best interest, Valley could not knock and get into the door, get through the door. Southern's defense held up in the red zone, near the end zone, multiple times. But you cannot live on that as we continue to go the rest of the season, especially with today's opponent. I'll talk more about today's opponent, but let's go to the caller. What's our first caller? CJ, good morning.
Good morning, Perry. How you doing this morning? Glad to see you with all the energy you got. And, Perry, you're right. We did have a couple of good plays last week by our defense and offense as well. But, Terry, Perry, we're going to get really manhandled today. We got a quarterback. Ain't nobody going to be able to stop because he's a man playing against boys. What we're going to have to do is create something on offense that's going to do for us that no one else has done up to this point. We just got a common offense where we go off tackle, up center. We're going to have to do something that's going to stop them from stacking the line and plug our run game. So with that being said, we're going to have to come up with a better offensive play calling than what we've been doing. And I really don't think we got the ability to do that. Defense, we're going to have a challenge with it. And that's going to be a big challenge. But if we can play a good game, I would say you can keep Alabama State under 45 points a game. We probably get 24. So I'm going to say 45-24 is going to be our score. That's for today's game. Thank you.
Thank you, CJ. Let's go to another call. Who we got? All right, Chuck. Good morning, Chuck. What's going on?
Good morning to you. Yeah, what you were just talking about this game coming up. It's a cause for concern. You know, playing Alabama State against an Andrew Boddy, and I was looking at you. I saw the game last Saturday against Valley, and I know you're running. I know that you know after Holly's performance. Like I was telling you about Holly, he's a man. I watched him play in high school, and knowing he can, and Franklin's good too. And like I said, Holly went to 3 state championships. I know he came up short. Like when I said, Madison Prep down in Baton Rouge beat him, and then Sterlington, and then Manny, and he didn't get the championship. And I know that I'll tell you that what happened? They ended up getting their championship. Union got it after Holly beating St. James that year in 2023. But Holly, you know what happened? You don't want to run these people and end up having the injuries. If I stand corrected, did Cam McCoy got hurt in that Valley game?
I'm not sure the injury. I just know it towards the end of the game, he was no longer in. They put in another quarterback, so.
Yeah, and one thing about it, you find out, you know, it doesn't matter who you are. Valley really stood up to him. And like I said, and not saying that Southern can't win the game today. It's be up to the young men if they want it bad enough. But we just looking at it from a realistic standpoint with having an Andrew Boddy there. As long as he's in that game, like you said, like your last caller said, he said he's a man playing against getting kids boys but this is where it is. He's that kind of ball player. He knows how to bring excitement to the game. We saw that at Texas Southern.
Well, Chuck, man, I appreciate you for the call this morning, man.
All right. You all take care, and everyone out there, if you're going out to the games, have fun and be safe out there.
All right, Chuck. Thank you, man. Let's look at this game last week, man. On the opposite side of offense for Mississippi Valley, Josh Brown, their quarterback, went 12 of 25. 446 yards passing and 2 touchdowns. They also played 2 quarterbacks, Brandon Nunez, 2 of 8 for 72 yards. But Josh Brown, what he was able to do, not only with his arm, but with his legs as well. Josh Brown also had 12 carries for 87 yards. That's what All right. That's what I circled today. Our defense been able to contain the mobile quarterback, not giving up the plays by the mobile quarterback with his legs. If you put the pressure on him, to have to force him to roll out of the pocket and be able to get out of the pocket. What are you going to do then to make those tackles? And that's what I saw last week as well. I saw some bad tackling also. Now, I'm going to talk about the win because the win is a win, and I'll take a win. And shout out to Coach Graves and his team because, listen, going to Itabena, Mississippi is not an easy place to go play. The energy is low. There's not a lot going on. And if you ain't got no band and a few fans with you, that place can literally take it out you. Firsthand seeing it. So being able to come away with the victory, and listen, Mississippi Valley, Coach Buckley, much improved team. That Valley team, I know they went on the road and they beat FAMU last year. And in the past, they've beaten Prairie View and kept Prairie View out of the championship and beaten Prairie View before the championship. But what I saw out of that Mississippi Valley team last week, and it's not just because it was against Southern. Trust me, as the season goes on and they start to figure this thing out, that Mississippi Valley team is going to get some people. They are tough, especially if you have to go to Itabena. And that's just not me talking. I think you guys have known I've watched, just like you, because I give you the same credit as me, a lot of football to know a team that has the potential. If they can turn those turnovers into touchdowns, which they did get one, a scoop and score, but if they can make those red zone appearances and get into the end zone, man, we're talking a different ball game. And Southern shot itself in the foot with the turnovers, keeping the game close. It seemed like every time they were about to pull it, they kept it close. But what I got to do, I got to get ready to take a break right now. That's enough for the Southern Valley game. Now let's talk about today's game, Alabama State and Southern. So let me get ready to take a break. When we come back on the other side, my man Blue is going to join me. We're going to break it down and look at what Bama State has on the roster. We know Andrew Boddy. It's time to get you the rest of them. So you guys stay tuned. We'll be back more of the Jaguar Journal. All right, everybody, we're back. It is the Jaguar Journal. Glad to have you guys with us. I'm Perry White. Good morning to everybody out there listening on Talk 107.3 FM around the Baton Rouge Capital City area and everybody out here watching across the world on our YouTube and Facebook page. It is game day. It's the Pete Richardson Classic. It is Southern versus Alabama State. And you know I got to talk some FCS football when it comes to around the SWAC with my man. He's no stranger to the show. My man, Zach McKinnell, a.k.a. Blue. What's up, Zach?
What's up, man? I know you're ready for today, man. Big game down there in Baton Rouge today.
Definitely is, man. This is football. This is what we're looking for, man. And for Southern, hey, every week seems to be a big game. And, man, I cannot overlook today's opponent because Alabama State is a formidable opponent. Don't let that 0-1 record fool you, ladies and gentlemen, as they come in today. Let's go back to last week looking at Alabama State taking on UAB, the University of Alabama at Birmingham. Of course, they on the FBS level. Alabama State right there in Montgomery. UAB in Birmingham. So a battle of two Alabama schools. And this was a hell of a game. I was excited watching this game. I was on the phone with my boys. We were all watching it saying, my God, I almost cussed, Mike. You said no cuss words. My God, what kind of athlete is Andrew Boddy going to be this year if he can stay healthy? And everybody out there, 52-42 was the final score between UAB and Alabama State. Let me just go through Alabama State on here for you. 26 first downs. I was very impressed on third downs. 13 of 15 on third downs. 514 total yards of offense. 312 in the air. 202 on the ground. And one turnover. And that one turnover was costly for Alabama State. If you ask me, that what changed the dynamic of the game. It was Andrew Boddy throwing a backwards pass to his running back, Hossclaw, who just never could quite get his foot set, and that backwards pass, of course, is a live ball. UAB gets the ball. But Andrew Boddy in this ball game, 18 of 24 for 312 yards, passing for four touchdowns and zero interceptions. And if that was not enough, how about 16 carries for 119 yards and a touchdown with his longest run of 60? He had some other runs in this game that was just as dynamic that were called back because of penalties. And then from the wide receiver position, Jalen Jones, six receptions for 174 yards and a touchdown. His longest reception in that ball game was 69 yards. There's some offense for Alabama State. Now, one of the things Alabama State has predicated themselves off of in the past is their defense. And, of course, they were going up against an FBS team in UAB, but they had no answers for UAB at all, especially UAB's running game. So I'm sure Southern is sitting back looking at it, but Southern is not UAB when it comes to offense nor the team. But Southern is going to have to look at that tape and say, what can we take advantage of defensively to try to make sure, and offensively to make sure we can contain Alabama State today. And Blue, let's look at this ball game. Let's first talk about Andrew Boddy's performance against UAB. That was one of 500-plus yards of offense that, if you watch that game at the end of the game, even Trent Dilfer, the head coach of UAB, walked up and I read his lips. He said, you one hell of a ball player.
Yeah. I mean, Terry, this is exactly what everyone thought Andrew Boddy was going to be when he initially signed with Texas Southern. And people forget this is more, this is the culmination of all the injuries and all the development that this kid's went through since, what, 2 years ago. He set the single season record at Texas Southern for total offense. And it was the most complete performance I think we've seen from a quarterback against an FBS school for a SWAT quarterback in a long time. And it was so impressive, man. And I know people try to downplay it, Perry, because UAB sucks or whatever it may be. But this is a kid that every single level of the field he attacked, he threw for 66 yards and a touchdown on medium passes. He was 6 for 7 with a touchdown on short passes. He was 4 for 5 with 2 touchdowns on deep passes, 3 big-time throws. He was efficient throwing the ball at all 3 levels and made plays in crucial moments, Barry, where he converted on some major third downs in that game. And the one thing I am a little bit concerned about, Perry, to kind of tie this into today's game, is Southern struggled last week at times with Joshua Brown when Valley put him in the quarterback with his dual threat ability. Joshua Brown had 87 yards, averaged 7.3 per carry, and threw 2 touchdowns. If Bama State can let Boddy be the type of playmaker he was last week, I think they could exploit something where Southern showed that maybe they don't really have the defense to hang with an athletic quarterback that can get out of the pocket and make some plays. Because it's a completely different challenge compared to what Southern went up against in Week 0, where Walker Harris really wasn't going to get out of the pocket and make any plays.
Yeah, for me, for Southern in this ball game, going against this offense that we've seen of Alabama State last week, and if that is a sample of what we're going to see, it's going to be high power. And you're going to have to score a lot of points, it seems, to keep up with Bama State. And that's where I think Southern is going to struggle at. Southern wants to run the ball, and we've seen even in that that North Carolina Central game, when they get behind, it is tough to make those plays for Southern to get back in it because they just don't have the passing game right now. For the second consecutive week, no quarterback has passed over 100 yards for Southern, but they have been able to run the ball, one of the top in the conference so far, with a game against North Carolina Central and against Mississippi Valley at running the ball. Let's look at in the trenches in this game, Blue. Let's look at Alabama State's offensive line, who I thought played really well against UAB, opening up lanes for the run game and protecting Andrew Boddy to keep him in the pocket to make the pass, as well as when he rolls out. But what does the trenches look like for that Alabama State offensive line?
Yeah, that was their strength coming into the year, Perry. They returned 4 starters on the offensive line. I'm a huge fan of Cameron Smith at offensive tackle. I think he's, in my opinion, the best offensive lineman they have returning. I believe Desmond Daniels was the first team off SPAC at the other tackle, but my pick would have been Cameron Smith. I think Cameron has a higher upside and has been better as an overall offensive lineman for me. They get Jeremiah Frazier back at guard. Destin Penn is back at center. And I think you saw last week, and the offensive line performed pretty well. I know Boddy's athleticism got him out of some situations, but Perry, you went back and looked at the advanced analytics from last week. I mean, Boddy was pressured only on 10 dropbacks last week. So not terrible. I think that came up to like a 30% pressure rate. You like to see that go down a little bit. But the good thing for Bama State, in my opinion, Perry, and this to tie it into the Southern game, is outside of Kelby Givens, who is the other person on Southern's defense that is going to wreak havoc in the backfield? I don't know if they found that yet. I mean, now Kelby was held in check Week 0 by North Carolina Central's offensive line. last week, Kelby wreaked havoc. I think he came up with, what, 5 tackles for loss and 3.5 sacks or something like that. Just an insane performance from Givens. But that's going to be the matchup to watch, is the strength of this offensive line is the offensive tackles. How does Southern scheme up Kelby Givens to get one-on-one matchups? And can he win those one-on-one matchups like he did last week compared to week zero, where he just got overpowered at the line of scrimmage?
Let's look on the other side real quick at the defensive line of Bama State, right? Bama State hung their hat on defense for the past few years, but, you know, they really couldn't stop. Once in that second half, UAB realized, hey, the energy and the run game is there for us. Bama State had a hard time stopping. And what seems to be, was it just FBS UAB, or does it seem to be some holes in that defense this year where they're maybe not as strong as we've seen in the past?
I think there are two things can be true at once, Perry. I think there's some growing pains. You have a new defensive coordinator. You got some new guys stepping up at key positions. But also, Perry, what people didn't know is 4 to 5 defensive starters were out last week for Bama State.
Jesus Christ.
So you had some freshmen, sophomores, some very inexperienced guys in key spots. And also, too, Perry, we know in these FBS games, and I know people say UAB sucks, but Perry, we've seen some really sucky FCS and FBS teams beat some SWAC teams by a lot of points.
Yeah.
So I just want to remind people before they say, oh, UAB sucks. There were 2 drop picks, Perry, that could have ended scoring drives against UAB, and the linebackers just dropped the football. The other one was the quarterback threw the pass about 7 rows deep in the end zone, and they still called defensive holding, which is a bit questionable. There were some moments that Bama State had to stop, but you can't make those type of mistakes in FBS games and win. I'll say this. I still think their defense is really talented. Keanu Lewis at safety, man, is a monster, and he had a really good week last week, led them with tackles, and with 8 tackles. There's a few guys like Rhodey John Lewis at edge that's outside linebacker, someone to look at. They still got some 6'3", 6'4", corners on the outside. So I think this defense is better than it showed last week, Perry, and at full strength, they're going to be a force. I still think, though, it takes a small step back from last year's unit, which was just elite, one of the best in the country.
You know, as the camera panned against the team every time, you could tell Bama State is in the weight room. Strength and conditioning look like it's at an all-time high. Everybody looked like they were up par for football on this level. And let's look at that wide receiver room along with that running back room that's going to be helping assist Andrew Body today, Blue.
My bad, Terry. Say that again. My phone was breaking up on my end.
The wide receiver room and the running back room that'll be helping assist Andrew Body today.
Woo! Perry, this is the spot that I think nobody gives enough credit for Alabama State. And I think it's how they improve their wide receiving core. Because, Perry, you're the SWAC historian here. When is the last time, outside of maybe Johnson, who transferred up to Western Kentucky, when's the last time that Bama State had, like, a legit wide receiving core? It's been a while, right? Like, they haven't really been known for their wide receiver development, but they got some guys that can go make a play. I was super impressed with Jalen Jones this past weekend. I think that kid's potential is through the roof, Perry. This is a redshirt freshman. So, or a redshirt sophomore, but, like, still, man, he's out of Ramsey High School in Birmingham, Alabama. He had 6 for 174 in the touchdown. Harrell got in the action and caught a touchdown pass. Austin Gregg got in there and made some plays. So I think they have probably the best wide receiving core that they've had since Body has been there, and probably since E-Rob has taken over as the head coach.
Let's look at the running back room led by Hossclaw back there in the backfield.
Man, I want to see them establish the run more this weekend. It can't be Andrew Vardy taking it 16 times, Perry. We got to try to keep him healthy. We got to try to sustain him throughout the year. I like Jamari Hossclaw. I thought he had a solid week last week. I just think they were more focused on letting Vardy take the offense over last week. I also say Marcus Harris is a guy to look out for, too. He's a guy out of Jackson, Mississippi, went to Jackson Academy. He's like 240. I think he can kind of take the role of power back there. So those are the two. And then also, too, you have your guy Carl Ligon in the running back room as well. He played sparingly last week, a former Southern running back. I'll be curious to see how he inserts himself into the rotation.
Let's get ready to take a break, everybody. If you listen, that's my man Zach McKenna from FCS Football Central. We're talking Alabama State, Southern University, Pete Richardson Classic today. A big matchup of two SWAC teams in the non-conference games. If you heard it, though, Athletic Director Roman Banks said it still matters at the end of the day, and I want you to know it matters. And as we get ready to take a break, we'll come back and continue the conversation. Stay tuned. More of the Jaguar Journal. All right, everybody, we're back. It's the Jaguar Journal. I'm Perry White, joined by my man Zach McKenna from FCS Football Central. We're talking Southern versus Alabama State. Pete Richardson Classic today. Good morning to everybody listening on Talk 107.3 FM around the Baton Rouge Capital City area. And good morning to everybody that is watching on our Facebook and YouTube Live this morning across the world. Glad to have you guys with us. Be sure to follow the Jaguar Journal across all social media outlets. We are on Facebook, Instagram, X. We're on TikTok. We're also on YouTube. Hit the subscribe button. YouTube, we are growing. And we are on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Reminder, we are a radio show that's dibbling and dabbling in all the other things. So our first priority is our radio audience on 107.3 FM. Then everything else, we have been growing digitally with the show. And I'm glad that you guys have been growing with us. We've seen the views going up across social media, as well as our YouTube. The subscribers are going up, and we're doing this organically, right? No paid ads. We're not on the big screen at the games. This is just by sharing, you telling a friend to tell a friend, and people are seeing us and growing. And think about how big the Jaguar Nation is, and so many people who still yet to find out about the Jaguar Journal. That's why we need your help to help us continue to grow so people can know this is their place for all the information that they want and that they're looking for when it comes to Southern, the SWAC, HBCUs, and whatever else that is out there. All right, let's get back to today's game, Southern versus Alabama State. My man, Zach McKenna. Zach, let's look at today's ball game now. This breakdown of Southern versus Alabama State, your thoughts on this matchup of these two teams coming in today?
Well, I think the first thing, we kind of already hit on it earlier, so I'll just keep this one brief, is that they got to find a way to contain Andrew Bynum. They have to make him uncomfortable in the pocket. Kelby Givens has to find a way to get in the backfield, make him uncomfortable. And when they do flush him out of the pocket, Perry, the linebackers and safeties have to be there to make tackles. And you have to tackle in the open field, man. One missed tackle with this offense can turn into a big game and or even a touchdown. And you saw, like, there were some times UAB had the wide receivers, like, Body made a good throw, and UAB just missed the tackle in the open field. It's got to be important to make your open field tackles in this one. I also think, too, for Southern, man, it's just finding your offensive identity, Perry. It's weird because I have more data points on Southern than I have on all these other teams, Perry, and I don't think I understand what Southern's identity is right now. It's like they're still trying to figure it out because even though they can run the football, Perry, and I think we both agree they can run the football, we've seen that they've had trouble fumbling as well.
Yeah, and so, I think also the trouble comes on those short intermediate routes. Quarterbacks not being able to connect with the receivers, so you're looking for the deep ball. And I've seen one deep ball. That was with Darren Morris last week at the end of the first half against Mississippi Valley. And that seems to be what Cameron McCoy's strength is. I like Cameron McCoy's deep throws. I mean, they are beautiful. They're just not quite on the money, but that seems to be his strength, not the short intermediate routes.
Yeah, he's a deep ball merchant. But the problem is, Perry, he's going to miss on the throws you need on, like, third down when it's third and nine and he's got to hit the hitch. He's got to hit, you know, he's got to hit the comeback. Hey, I got to hit someone over the middle, Perry. He's going to throw the fastball and it might be on target, it might not. And so that's what you're going to have to live with Cameron McCoy, because obviously Jalen Woods banged up after that hit this weekend. Can Cam McCoy lead this team to a win, Perry? I'm skeptical, and that's my biggest concern is what type of play do we get out of Cam McCoy, because we know he's limited in the passing game. How does Mark Frederick, how does his offensive staff adjust their game plan, because they know there's this certain throws he's not going to be able to make on time and consistently?
And that has to be the biggest circle right now, because, as I said, coming into the third game of the season, Southern is yet to have a quarterback pass for over 100 yards. And something else that concerns me is Southern's defense. You give up 31 points to North Carolina Central. You give up 29 points. And not all of it was on the defense, of course. There was some turnovers that were there. But nonetheless, 29 points up on the board. I'm a little concerned there. But Southern's defense did hold strong against Valley, keeping them out of the end zone numerous times in that ball game. But I still got to circle and say, hey, man, we gave up some plays to a dual threat quarterback that was finding some open lanes to run the ball as well as connecting with some receivers. And Southern's defense has some poor tackling, allowing those receivers to pick up yards after the catch and, in some cases, touchdowns.
If that happens again, Perry, and they don't fix that, Bama State wins this game by 14-plus, in my opinion. I think this gets out of hand in down in Baton Rouge. And I know it's a tough place to play, and maybe it takes some time for Bama State to kind of find their footing. But if you just allow Andrew Boddy to run freely, Perry, you get down before big hits, you allow them to find his open receivers, you don't tackle those receivers in the open field, Bama State's going to run away with this one. And we're going to have a much more uncomfortable situation next week on the Jaguar Journal.
Yeah, I think so, man. And as I look at today's ball game, Southern's defense is key to have to limit Andrew Boddy, because it seems that Alabama State, they say, hey, we're going to let you do what you do. Andrew Boddy is undefeated against Southern as well. Remember, he defeated Southern when he was at Texas Southern. So now he has a better cast of players and talent around him over at Alabama State. And Eddie Robinson is bringing his team over here into Baton Rouge. Listen, Southern's defense is going to have to contain Boddy and company. And do not at any point take for granted Alabama State's wide receivers. They are, in my opinion, from what I saw, the real deal if you allow them to get into space one-on-one, or do not let them get behind you. I think everything is going to be centered with Andrew Boddy, and, of course, it's going to begin and it's going to end with him. If Andrew Boddy stays healthy, in my opinion, from what I saw, and look, I know last week was just one game, but it don't take much to know a good quarterback in the SWAC. I want you to know that. And what I saw him do last week, that has SWAC offensive MVP written all over it in this conference, because name me another quarterback that can keep up. And I know Jacobian Morgan is up at Jackson State, right? But Jacobian Morgan is not a game changer like we've seen with Andrew Boddy. Jacobian Morgan is a game manager with his team. He manages what happens because their team is predicated off the run. Alabama State is predicated on whatever Andrew Boddy wants to do in that ball game, and that is the offense, and it is all circled around him. If he stays healthy, I think he's there. Southern's defense is going to have a tall order to keep him in check, because even if you can get Givens and company to put the pressure and get him out of the pocket, it's what he can do after he gets out of the pocket with his legs. And we saw that on full display last week, not only with Alabama State against UAB, but we saw it against Valley with Southern with their running quarterback. Other than that, I think also what you talk about, if Boddy and that offense can get off to a strong start, Southern has a hard time playing from behind, which was evident when I tell you everything is already there for us to see what happened against North Carolina Central. Southern's strong point is running the ball. When you got a quarterback that struggles with the short intermediate routes and looking for the deep ball most of the time to connect on it, Southern doesn't have the explosive receivers that you need for that, in my opinion, to complete those explosive deep ball passes. On top of Cameron McCoy has to be efficient. The run game is going to be there, but the inside zone not going to take you to the promised land if you fall behind. You're going to have a quarterback with a short intermediate routes and making those passes. The tight end has to be Cameron McCoy's best friend today. Mark Fredericks, don't get away from the tight end. At this point, that might be our best position in terms of outside of Darren Morris with a big receiver, tight end, whoever, that with the hands. The tight end position seems to be that for Southern, and it works every time when I went back and looked at the film across the middle. You get those guys in stride, boom, just get it out your hand. I'll take that along with the inside zone. But for me, you got to get Cameron McCoy. And Cameron McCoy today has to have, in my opinion, to make Southern the formidable opponent that they want to be, Cameron McCoy has to have 200 passing yards, and Southern's run game has to be over 200 yards. It has to be a balanced offense, a 200-plus yards of offense, running the ball as well as passing the ball. We're looking at 400 total yards of offense. I feel if you want to get past Alabama State today, Blue.
Perry, I have a really, really bad stat for you. I don't believe Cameron McCoy has ever thrown for 200 yards in his collegiate career.
Don't tell me.
I'm just going to tell you, I mean, like his best game at Eastern Michigan, he threw for 73 yards. And his best game at Jackson, he threw for 140 yards. So Cameron McCoy is probably not going to throw for 200 yards against his defense. I'm just going to go ahead and give you that non-bowl prediction. But I'm with you. Cameron McCoy is going to have to make some throws, man. Like, it's going to be on him. And the problem is, Perry, there's some rumors that he's kind of banged up as well. Jeez. So how is he feeling going into this game? And, again, we saw Southern's wide receivers, man, had a ton of drops against North Carolina Central as well. If the wide receivers can't help McCoy out, man, Southern's really, really, really hurt right now, man, Perry. And then the other thing, too, is we talk about all these different things that Southern's defense has to do to make body in this Bama State offense uncomfortable. The problem is Southern's offense is so one-dimensional right now because they can't throw the football, period. The only thing Bama State needs to do is put some guys in the box and make tackles when they get their hands on Trey Holly, because that's where Central failed. They missed a handful of tackles on Holly and McCoy, and then they broke big plays. If Bama State just tackles the running back, it's going to be near impossible for Southern to win this game, in my opinion, with the lack of a passing game.
Give me a score for today's game.
Oh, God. man. Because I try to be respectful about it.
You ain't got to be respectful. We want real. That's what we do here. That's why people watch this and like me. It's the real. Like, they don't want that. We know politicians here.
So this is what I put in my article that I released on FCS Football Central. I have Bama State 35, Southern 20.
People not going to like this with me. You know, I'm normally a Southern homer. It don't matter the game. I'm going Southern. But today, I just don't think Southern's offense, and, you know, it's been a while since I've said this here on the show where I picked another team, but I'm going to Bama State today. I think Bama State's get the victory. I have to agree with you. I just don't think Southern's offense can keep up with Bama State. And guess what? I want to be wrong. I want to be so wrong that next week everybody call this show and say, Perry, you don't know what the hell you talking about. How could you pick against Southern? You know, I want to be wrong, but today I'm going with Bama State. I'm going with Bama State. I just think what I saw with Andrew Boddy, I think what I've seen with their offense being able to put up the type of points that they can put up, I just don't see Southern being able to keep up with it. Cameron McCoy has not shown. Have we ever even seen Cameron McCoy play a full game?
No.
On top of you factoring an injury today, we may be down to the third-string quarterback today. And if that is the case, you know Southern is for sure going to predicate his offense directly off the run. Hell, I see some Wildcat or something today, but I just think right now offensively we are restricted. I don't see us keeping up with Bama State. And that's my opinion. I think Andrew Boddy is an athlete. I think Andrew Boddy, in my opinion, is the best quarterback in this conference. No doubt about it. I don't care what other quarterback you think out there. Andrew Boddy is the best quarterback. Now, let's see how he performs on the road here in Baton Rouge. But right now, from what I saw last week, I've seen Southern for two straight weeks. I know what I see out of Southern. Offensively, it right now is not getting any better because you lose Jalen Woods. And you have Cameron McCoy, who may be banged up. Cameron has never played a full game since he's been in the SWAC, nor has he shown us being a 100-yard passer. And if we're going to keep up with this team, you got to be balanced passing the ball and running. I know Southern can run it, but damn, we can't live on it, because what you going to do when you fall behind? And if this offense for Bama State continues to put up points the way that we've seen like last week against UAB, that's going to be a tough day. So, Blue, they don't get that much from me, but I'm going with I'm going with Alabama State today, and I hope I'm wrong. Call me next week. I'm going with Alabama State. Jaguar fans, if you were out there, dog me in the comment sections next week and call and tell me how bad of a pick that was. Perry, how could you pick against the Jaguars? Let me know I was wrong, but right now, I got to roll with it. I'm going with Bama State, Blue.
I'm with you, man. And I'll say this. There's two stats I'm looking at. Sacks for Southern, because Kelvin Givens is going to have about five, and rushing yards. And if they can't throw the football, Perry, Southern's going to have to rush for somewhere in that 200 to 250 range to even have a shot at this one. They're going to have to keep Bama State offense on the sideline, and they're going to have to dominate time of possession. And I just, for both those things to happen, on top of not letting Andrew Boddy put up 300-400 yards to the offense, is going to be tough. Because the problem, Perry, we can't pass the football. If it's a bunch of quick three and out, Southern's defense is going to be on the field forever. And we saw week one what that looks like.
Yep.
With North Carolina Central dominating the time of possession. I really just don't love this matchup for Southern. Now, I'll be curious to hear your thoughts on this, Perry. What does that do for Southern moving forward? Because the next two games, if I'm not mistaken, are Fresno State and Jackson State.
Mm. We'll get there. We'll cross that bridge when we get there, Blue. I ain't ready to get there yet. I just picked against Southern today. You know, I'm sitting here just kind of like, I can't believe I did that. But I want to be wrong. People out there in shock. It is what it is. You want me to keep it real, don't you? I'm a Southern homer. Y'all know I love the Jaguars. I want to be wrong today, but I watched Southern against North Carolina Central. That is a formidable opponent. I'm telling you. What he say? I'm telling you. Alabama State is a formidable opponent. Let me be wrong, but right now, I think I'm going with Alabama State. Blue Man, thank you for coming on this morning, man. Man, I appreciate you, man. Let the people know where they can keep up with you at.
Yeah, man, FCS Football Central on SI.com/college/FCS and the Blue Bloods on all podcast channel platforms and YouTube. Perry, you already know how it is, man. Jaguar Journal is one of my favorite appearances I get to do, man. So shout out to you, and I appreciate you as always, man.
Man, you my dog. You my dog, Blue. Appreciate you coming on, man.
Yep.
All right, let's get ready to take a break. We come back and close things out. I'll let y'all ponder on my pick. You can spread it around. You can tell everybody you want. Yes, I picked Bama State today. Let me be wrong. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. I want to see it. I want to see the Southern team that can beat Bama State. I want to see it because right now I don't see it. So let's take a break. More of the Jaguar Journal. All right, everybody. It is the Jaguar Journal. I'm Perry White. Good morning. Glad to have you guys with us as we get ready to close things out in about 4 minutes. Want to thank everybody out there listening on our Talk 107.3 FM airwaves across the Baton Rouge capital city area. As always, man, I appreciate you guys. I'm sure that with LSU in town this week against Louisiana Tech, a lot of their fans are listening as well as they're getting up to date with Southern today, and as well as our Southern fans all across the land here in the 225, 504, 318, and all the way around. And everybody listening and watching on our YouTube and Facebook, glad to have you guys with us today all across the world. It is game day. It is the Pete Richardson Classic. It is Southern University versus Alabama State. Southern today will honor Pete Richardson. You will see the field, the new field that is unveiled today, the turf, with Pete Richardson's name on it. It is A.W. Mumford Stadium with Pete Richardson Field. Pete Richardson will be honored today with the 1995 Black College National Championship team today during today's game. Kickoff today is set for 6 o'clock on ESPN Plus if you want to watch Southern versus Alabama State. It's going to be a big game, big atmosphere. If you're all about the bands, of course, both bands will be there, Southern University's Human Jukebox and whatever Alabama State's band called. They'll both be there in attendance, giving you everything you want in terms of entertainment and the big game itself between Southern and Alabama State. I'm looking forward to it. Of course, you heard my pick. You heard my analysis on the game. I just right now do not think Southern's offense can match what Bama State offense can put out there in terms of production. To me, Southern's team is good, and it's two ways for me that Southern games go. What I've seen with this team from last year to this year, and it seems true again this year. Against the teams, the formidable opponents, and I say formidable opponents are the championship contenders. I think North Carolina Central is a championship contender in the MEAC. When you see Southern go up against the North Carolina Central, Jackson State, it's a tough day. You can't inside zone them to death. They got the D-line, they got the depth where eventually it turns into a brick wall. And in the second half, what we've seen in those games, those teams have pulled away from us because they found what they needed in the passing game in order to make it work. And as we saw with North Carolina Central, the running game, as we saw with Jackson State last year and Irv Mulligan, the running game. You need quarterbacks just enough to manage to get the ball to those receivers and the run game to take off. I personally, along with Jalen Woods being out this week, putting the game in Cameron McCoy, who seems to already maybe dealing with an injury. Cameron McCoy has not played a full game, even when he was at Jackson State to now at Southern. He has not yet played 1 through 4 quarters. He is yet to have 100 yards passing as Southern's quarterback. To me, that's a concern if I'm looking to win a game. How much can Mike Franklin, Trey Holly, Jason Gabriel, and the rest of that running back room do on their own when you're going to have an offense across from you that can get down the field in terms of Andrew Boddy, who once again, I think is good as advertised. I think right now, if you come to today's game, you're going to watch the best quarterback in the SWAC. And did you know Andrew Boddy is top five in Texas high school football history in passing? I want to make sure you understand the level of athlete that this young man is. Just from passing the ball, he's top five all time in Texas high school football. You know how big Texas is? You know how many athletes have come through Texas? If you out there, today is a must-see game. You need to come over the bluff. You need to watch Southern versus Alabama State. These are two teams in high regard, Southern out of the SWAC West, Alabama State out of the SWAC East. It is a non-conference matchup with conference implications on the line. Pride and bragging rights. And Southern has to hold it down at home today. I'm going Alabama State over Southern. Prove me wrong, Southern. This is one time in my life I really want to be wrong. But because I'm a realist and I got to talk to you guys, I got to keep it real. I can't sugarcoat it. I won't go again. I got to tell you the real. I just don't know right now. And if this thing goes the way I think it is, it may get ugly. But I want to be wrong. I want to be wrong. And if I'm wrong, y'all call and trash me next week in the comments and on the show. I will sit here. I'm a football official. It ain't nothing I ain't heard. I can take the pressure. You can criticize me like you do the coaches. I'm okay. Thick skin. It's black and it's thick, baby. It ain't nothing I ain't heard. Yeah, hey, look. Oh, pause. Okay. My bad, Mike. Y'all follow the Jaguar Journal on Instagram, X, Facebook, TikTok, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, as well as hit the subscribe button on YouTube. Good luck, Jaguars, today and next week. I'll be back here. Good luck to everybody out there, man. I hope you have a good time today. Go Jags.